This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Hey, it's Chloe. We would like to thank PROS for their continued support. PROS knows there is more to you than just your hair type. Go to pros.com/madeforthis to take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. We are really, really excited about this special little mini end of summer bonus season that is all about discipleship. So sit back, get ready to listen to today's talk with Jenny.
So we are embarking on one of the most important studies that If Gathering will ever do. It's one of the most important studies I will ever teach. We are actually going to tackle a nearly impossible task. In 6 weeks, we're going to cover the entire Bible, what it's about, the different books, why it's confusing, and why you open it in a random place and you don't understand what you're reading and studying. We're going to change that in 6 weeks. We're going to go fast. So you need to hang on, because what you're going to hear will change the way you read the Bible. What you're going to hear will give you confidence to open this book and to know what it is you're looking at. And that means that it's going to change everything about your life, because this book changes everything about our lives. What I learned when I was an adult was, wow, this book you're reading, every time you open it, you're opening it to a different part. Sometimes you're opening it to poetry when you're reading the Psalms. Sometimes you're opening it to prophecy when you're in the prophets. Sometimes when you open it, you're in the midst of history in the middle of the Old Testament. And then you turn to the New Testament, same thing. Some of these books are letters that were written to churches. Some of these are historical accounts of Jesus's life. And then Revelation is prophecy. So when you open it and you start reading and you don't have context for what it is you're reading, it's so confusing. See, understanding the context and understanding why the author wrote what they wrote is essential to understanding what it means for us today. But candidly, nobody taught me this until I was an adult. I'd grown up in the church and I'd grown up doing Bible study, and yet I never understood the big story. I never understood why different books read differently and who wrote them. And so it just felt so confusing. And to all of you that are here that are just, you're discouraged and you feel like, I want to understand my Bible, but it feels impossible to me. It's not. There is a way to understand this book. So let's start. The Bible. It's both God's word about himself and it's his word to his people. We can read and interpret and apply this book to our everyday lives because God speaks to us through this book. In fact, scripture tells us that every word is inspired. Every word is from God. 2 Timothy 3 says this, all scripture is God-breathed, meaning even though men wrote it, every passage, every word is God-breathed. He gave these men, he used them as tools. He gave the writers of the Bible words. It's God-breathed. And 2 Timothy 3 continues and it says this, it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We need this book. We know God through this book. We know what to do through this book. We know who we are through this book. So let me do a fast flyby of some facts. You ready? 66 books spanning thousands of years written by various authors in different locations. The main sections are the Pentateuch, historical books, wisdom books, the prophets, the Gospels, Acts, the letters, and Revelation. Each section and each book have a purpose in God's story and what he wants you to know about himself and about ourselves, about this world. The basic storyline is this: creation, fall, flood, a covenant people through Israel, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the church, and then the future hope in heaven. Creation. God created and he had a plan. The fall, we screwed it up. We wanted to go our own way, Isaiah tells us, and we did. And that spread to all humanity so that every single person ever to be born was born a sinner, born into a fallen creation, because there's an enemy that speaks into that and speaks into our lives today. There was judgment and a flood, almost a reset where Noah survives and the animals, but given the chance, humanity screws it up again. But God begins a new story through a people. He begins a new story through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. A baby is born to Abraham in his old age, and that baby would be the seed that would eventually lead to Jesus being born. Jesus would be born into the people of Israel, and he would be the Messiah. He would be the one, the Son of God, that would be the Lamb that would put on the sins of the earth, and he would die for those sins so that we could live forever with God.
I absolutely love Pros Hair Care, and it is one of the first hair care lines that I have really actually seen improvement in the texture of my hair. It's shinier and stronger, and the smell alone is worth every single penny. We've teamed up with Pros, and they're offering 15% off your first order at pros.com/madeforthis. Pros is really unique because they know that there is more to you than just your hair type. So they have given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz. So I started their online quiz, and some of the questions were kind of surprising. Like, I didn't know that was going to relate to my hair texture, but it's things like eating habits, your zip code, exercise, all different factors to your lifestyle. And then they analyze those 85 personal factors and they determine a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. Every few months, Pros allows me to review and refine my formula and then tweak it based on anything that has changed in my life. Lately, my hair has been getting drier, especially as we've been swimming more, and I've put a little bit more blonde in my hair when I color it. And my Pros shampoo, conditioner, the hair mask, the hair oil all reflect those changes that I've made with the review and refine tool. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/madeforthis. That's PROSE.com/madeforthis for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
Now today, the church is the family of God because of Jesus. And all those that have trusted him, we are the church. And that church is supposed to be about one thing. It's supposed to be about giving this great hope away. That's the story of Scripture, Genesis to Revelation. When you hear that story, that is the theme of this book. It is the hope that we have. It is what God did on earth to bring us back to himself. Now, there's a lot of different ways you can read the Bible, but this is the simplest one that I use and that I love. This is called the inductive study method. You ready? Three steps. Observe, interpret, apply. Anytime we open our Bibles, we start with prayer. God, teach me something. And then you observe and you ask questions like who, what, when, where, how. You notice the details in the passage without interpreting it and deciding what it means. You just take note of the basic things, the authorship, the audience, the genre. I just keep a journal beside my Bible and I will just write down key words that I see that are repeated. I'll write down who he wrote it to. I'll write down just a few basic things that I see. It doesn't have to be super complicated. And then you look at those basics and you interpret it. You summarize the theological point that the passage is making. The simple question for observation when you're just writing down the details is, what does it say? What's the basic meaning of what the passage says? The main question for interpretation is, what does it mean? What does it mean in the context of when the author wrote it? And specifically, what does it mean theologically? But then we move to application. And this is the most important part, because if Scripture isn't actually changing our lives, Scripture says it's like we're a man looking in the mirror and then we walk away and we forget what we've seen. So we've got to let it change us. So consider what it is that it would look like to apply this principle once you have it to your life. And it might look different for each person. And God is good at showing us. Guys, remember this. God wants you to understand Scripture. God wants you to know what it is that he's saying. God's desire is for his word to be clear to you. And God's desire is that it would change your life. So you're working with God in this. And we pray and we ask the Spirit to change us and to reveal to us what it is that He wants us to know, how He wants us to change. The more we study this book, the more we understand all the nuance and the tensions of following God. And that changes everything. Because He's not just a God of justice, He's also a God of love. He's not just a God of wrath, He's also a God of grace. God's not just angry and mad at our sin, He died for our sin. See, He loves us, but He also wants us to change. And what I love about Scripture is it's designed to cut us open and change us, but that takes time. If you're new to Christianity, give yourself grace. If you are 70 years into walking with Jesus, give yourself grace. The beauty of the Scriptures is that it teaches us that we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We are in process this whole time. There's not some arrival point that all of a sudden we understand all the things about God. Yes, our salvation, if we've trusted Jesus, it's secure forever. But us working that out on earth in our everyday, awkward, cumbersome way, that takes time. Now, what I love about this book and you knowing how to read it and interpret it and apply it is it gives you handles to do that. Because there is nothing more important than understanding who God is and what He wants for us here. I believe this is going to change your life. You will feel like all of a sudden, instead of having to go to other people to give you God, you get to go yourself to the Word of God and understand it. So come on, let's do this. It's the greatest book that has ever been written.
Hey, did you know that you can text Jenny and I? And we actually read your text messages and we try to respond as many as we can, but it is just like such a fun way for especially you guys, our podcast fam, to ask questions. We send out ideas and stuff for you guys all the time to vote on. If you want to join, get out your phone. You're going to type the word podcast in the message part to the number 214-225-6267. We'll see you next time for another episode of the Made for This podcast.